Blessed is Christ Jesus our Lord, King of the universe, who creates all things awesome. Amen.
L'chaim.
L'chaim. Simple and to the point. I like it.
That's why I like your guys' prayers.
Thank you, Trey.
Yeah, I've been caught in some real humdingers before.
This worked out.
No fun. No fun.
Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. Trey Gallion is with us. He was at the end of the 76-hour marathon we recently did.
Yeah, that was good times.
He's starting fights with my guests.
Yeah, it got a little weird in here. It did get a little weird, I'm not going to lie.
Is that does it get I that didn't... way everywhere you go? Because you seem so badass.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I got to rile shit up, man. I walk into a place, I kick doors open. I don't just walk in.
Did you think the dude sitting at the end, Peyton Clarkson,
Peyton?
Did you think he was going to fight?
Good kid. Well, no, because I think we both have enough experience right. with especially young drunk kids like that. He's pretty young, huh?
No, I think he's our age.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, I think so, right? I mean, he's in his 30s.
He's old enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Now do you think he was going to fight?
No, I have a completely different take on it. Yeah, I mean...
You did Salvia that day.
Yes.
Where did you go?
Far away, dude. I thought I was going really far away. I thought I'd gotten suckered in again, man. I had the same trip. I thought my universe was ending. All you guys tricked me into coming in here and fucking smoking out of that thing, especially with Reverend Jen sitting next to me going, no, just make sure he knows he's all right. Make sure he knows he's all right.
That wasn't like helping? Told you,
no, because in my mind, she was saying, make sure he's all right because we're getting ready to yank him through to the fifth dimension. And that's why I bolted out of the room. I was like, this ain't happening again and took off and then got to the bottom of the stairs and then all you guys were downstairs and I was like, oh, these guys are in on it too. I'm not gonna be able to get out of here. And just like collapsed on the stairs for a while.
That was funny.
And kind of got it together.
If you see somebody running down the street naked, go, you're not getting me again. It's just a bad trip.
It's not happening again.
It'll go away in 5 minutes. Just let him be. Yeah. Don't let him step in traffic.
So I was a little worried coming back here, like, you know.
We're going to trick you into
really
doing
the corner of the universe. Yeah, man.
I like hanging out.
The portal to the fifth dimension.
It's a lot of fun to hang out. Only bad news is sometimes they throw me into the fifth dimension.
Yeah, man.
Please don't do that, guys.
No, it's rough. It's rough.
You don't come out of it and like have the cure for cancer.
No, it's really intense, man. Your heart's all pounding. You're sweaty, you know? Yeah, it's not cool.
Should it be illegal?
Should it be illegal?
I think it is in New York now.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I was in the West Village today, and there was a sign in one of those flea markets that said salvia. But maybe that's a loophole. It's not saying I'm selling salvia. Salvia.
I don't know.
Salvia as a topic of conversation, you know? Yeah.
Like, this is the thing. I don't know that it should be illegal just because, like, I mean, I don't know. Are whippets illegal here?
I don't know.
The little because, I mean, you know, kids right. do those. I mean, you could do that by sucking off a whipped cream can.
Yeah, I don't, but are whippets meant to be used that way or are they meant for
They're meant for whipped cream, you know, like fancy whipped cream dispensers, you know.
But if you sold that to kids in a rave, is that against the law?
No, I don't think so. Like, I know in Austin you can buy them at head shops, you know, the big cases of the little
right, but I mean, if you sold, like, you go to a rave and they sell balloons.
Right, yeah.
And that, you know, of that. Yeah. Is that illegal?
I don't think so.
I don't know. But it should be. Good God.
But my point being is, like, I don't think salvia is any worse than that, you know?
But you
at least
hear
salvia
some...
is some kind of root or something, isn't it?
Yeah, sure it is. That you fucking smoke out of a bong.
God wanted him to.
Yeah, last time I had a carrot and I smoked it out of a bong and everything was okay. It was fantastic. I felt like I was Bugs Bunny.
Yeah?
Sure.
That's awesome.
I'm in. Just don't
my
trick me.
My eyesight, unbelievable now.
You want to know what's funny is we did have a whipped cream container because Jeremy brought it. You know, we had a whole Sunday situation going on that Jeremy hooked up at the end, tacos and
Sunday meeting ice cream. Yeah.
Yeah. It was really, really cool. And part of that was whipped cream and there was some whipped cream left. And Keith looks at me a couple days later and he goes, all right, did you, cause I tried putting whipped cream.
All the gas was empty.
And it was just liquid.
And I didn't do it. Normally I'm to blame, but I didn't do it.
But the thing is I've never done it. I'm not really...
tried it?
He can't possibly believe it was going to be me. That's why he was so confused.
Well, you know what? This was after the marathon.
Right.
So,
and we didn't have anyone over except Kyle.
It was totally Kyle.
It was probably Kyle, you think, right?
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
And then put it back.
They'll never know. Right. They'll blame it on each other. The whole thing will go to shit.
Yeah.
What kind of wacko would take it and take out the gas and put it back?
Exactly.
I did that in restaurants. I would do those whippets. And I mean, I don't know, 5-10 at a time. I'm not exaggerating. Until, like, they had to lock up the whipped cream. And as a waiter, you had to ask the manager because every whipped cream was water.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
You tried to pass it off, you know, like, oh, here you go. And they're like, there's not whipped cream on my sundae, the customer would say. And you'd go, oh, no, it's cream. It's like, well, I'll take a little extra cream on the side. I can't do that.
And those things are expensive, you know?
They're very expensive.
Whipped cream, I remember we used to do these double dare jobs. We used to do kids' parties and double dare.
Oh, right, right.
We used to mimic what was on TV. We would bring it to kids' houses, but with household ingredients like, you know, eat the Cheerios through the whipped cream to make it look gross and spit it into this and, you know, all just, but household stuff.
Bet those parents loved you. Like, oh, thanks for giving our kid a bazillion ideas.
Right, but they were ready for it because they wanted a sloppy mess and whatever. So that's what we called slime, Cheerios and whipped cream. It's very disgusting. Anyway, so we would buy like 5 canisters of whipped cream and it added up to like $20.
Yeah,
you can't be taking the gas out of people's whipped cream. You're taking the money out of their pocket in this economy.
I understand why my mom always got so upset. For real.
No, we went a little crazy with that. Hey, what's going on? You're on Keith and the Girl.
Hey guys, I just wanted to call in and say hi.
Hey buddy, what's doing?
How you doing?
Good, thanks. What did you have to eat
today?
What are
you guys up to? I just joined. When did you guys start?
We started about 20 minutes ago.
That's cool. I keep listening.
Yeah, that's cool. We're gonna talk about different things. Some things in the news. Some personal things about our buddy Trey here, and we'll see how it goes. All right.
Oh, that's great, man. How's the book doing?
Book's selling okay. It's on its second printing. Thank you.
Nice.
Bragger. That's cool. I'm about to buy my fourth copy, hopefully, but I gotta get it from Amazon UK because it just like I just need to get more.
Sounds good. You do have to get more and more. That's true. Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Pace. I do. I did see this YouTube, by the way, of this guy. I sent it out through the Twitter, but you can see it searching for Keith and the Girl. And I said, just, you know what? We do these free shows and whatever, and I appreciate people going to our store. I appreciate people donating, but you don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
Just spread the word, and that's fine. But this, you have to. This is the most important thing to us, our book, and we said you have to buy the book.
Man.
Don't even have to read it. I don't care what you do with it.
And people are doing it. They're doing it. They're listening to you.
I said you could go and buy it at the bookstore and leave it at the bookstore. I don't even care. I said, you know what? Buy it and burn it. And this guy said, okay. So he bought a copy, and on YouTube, you can see him burning it. And I say, hey, that's A-okay with me.
No, are you serious?
I don't care.
Yeah,
it's a video of him burning it. And by the way,
he paid cash money for it.
Not an easy book to burn.
No, it takes a while.
Yeah.
Did it have any help? Did he throw any lighter fluid on
there? A lot of lighter fluid.
Yeah, and it was still tough, huh?
And you can still tell what book it was at the end.
I'm going to go buy that book. Just in case. Just in case I have a house fire, I know that has a good chance of making it. I'll have one thing that has a decent chance of making it before it burns up. You know, I can. Yeah.
People listening to us through the Keith and the Girl app, of course, on the iPhone.
It's free.
It's free. It's on the main page right now.
There's nothing free anymore.
That's what I don't mind. That's why I do this.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, you go to the app page, and we're right on the front there, the Keith and the Girl app, and so you have people downloading it onto their phone because it's free, but they don't know what it is.
And they don't know our show.
And you can send in comments, you know, as soon as you get there. That's the big thing. You can send in comments and make a phone call right from your phone. Right.
Little live comments thing.
You're listening to us right now. You can press the call button, call in. It takes you out of...
Oh, hot diggity.
Yeah, it goes to phone call mode. And then when the phone call is done, the show starts up automatically. You can send feedback, pictures, all that kind of things we see.
You can also listen to back episodes and watch the pictures that correspond with it.
That sounds way too fancy.
It's fancy times.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things going on with this app, and it's absolutely free, and you can get it at keithandthegirl.com/app, or you can just put it in iTunes, Keith and the Girl.
But some people don't understand it, and I'm playing music before the show. They don't like the song. I don't get it. Send. Suck, suck, suck. Send. I'm not a fan of Dave Matthews. Send. A minute later, the song's still going on. Minutes are like 3-4 minutes, right? Songs are 3-4 minutes. I said I don't like Dave Matthews. Send.
Oh, okay. Sorry. We'll change it for you real quick.
I have one right here from Isabel from Los Angeles. As the show was going on, she sent in a feedback. Is anyone there?
Hello, Isabel.
Wow. Wow. Hey. Hey, Izzy. You guys, can I call you Izzy?
You guys are talking about Whippets and Savvy. I never did that stuff, so I won a game. People write that. I want to play a game. X on the top left is my move. I don't get it. Send. You know what? It took. I thought I had some kind of intelligence to work iTunes, to sync everything up. I don't know. It took me a little bit. I was having problems.
Where's my MTV app?
These people are figuring it out. And I think I'm thinking about this because I'm thinking about YouTube and dumb comments that we've gotten on there. I'm going to play this. This, if you go to keithandthegirl.com/YouTube, it'll link you to our YouTube page on YouTube. And speaking of dummies. Right?
That's on YouTube?
So anyway, right. Well, there's a lot of videos on there, and Keith McNally took some sections from our show, put them up there, and people would write some of the dumbest comments.
Yeah, we have a whole bunch of videos on there. Some of the videos are actual Keith and the Girl TVs that have been, you know, produced to be specifically TV episodes, and some of it is clips from our audio show, and McNally sets it to pictures, and it's just kind of like, you know, maybe sometimes 5 minutes or 10 minutes from the show that he thought would be interesting, and so he posts it up on YouTube, and people comment on it.
I bet you got some real winners. That's the one thing about YouTube is just don't look at the comments if you have anything up there.
Oh, it'll hurt you if you take it in.
Yeah.
And this video I'm going to play is commenting about all the comments. Here we go. The YouTube account, Keith and Girl account, has some more mail in it. And you get the best and the brightest when they comment F you. And here's some.
Literally, the letters F and U.
Here's some generic ones. You guys are ugly as fuck. I hope you wrap yourselves around a tree in a minivan and stay paralyzed.
You well, two... that won't make us more pretty.
So that's one.
Okay.
I don't know
what... It's good advice, though.
Here's another one, generic. You two are a disgrace to the genre of comedy. I know how you rich kids need to rebel against your parents...
Wow.
...who give you cars and educations, accompanied by neglect and therapy bills. But this act of rebellion only works if you actually succeed at your alternative career of choice. You two have failed miserably. It's time to go tell daddy and his same age as you wife that you're ready to grow up and go to law school. We said Philadelphia is the fattest city.
It
you know
is.
Why we said it? Because it is. It is the fattest
well,
city.
Well, no, it was just voted that.
Yeah.
And we get right. And we would get email like, come here and say that. I'll fucking kill you. Everything's spelled wrong. And I'm not worried because you're going to be too busy eating donuts. But here's some new ones. Who the hell you think is to say fuck Philly? Fuck wherever you is from, you stinking prick. Philly is a proud and fierce city. The only word spelled right is fierce. Where are the hell are these cunts from? Come down to Philly. I'd be glad to show you how unfriendly we are. And I'm not fat. All of these problems are why Philly is great. What, because you're so fat, it's great? You must be from New York or L.A. and enjoy your fag hipsters all over the place. Ali did get that right, in his fairness. Regarding the Omaha Mall shooter, remember that? Remember the kid that shot up his college? It's weird to say it's a lot of fun, but it was great. We're reading the kids, reading his plays, acting them out, but also talking to some people that went to school there also.
They phoned in?
They phoned in, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was real cool. Anyway, here's what he writes about. So, you know, I'm saying, like, what a, you know, this guy's a fuck up, blah, blah, blah. Bitch. You can't even spell bitch right. Bitch.
How do you spell bitch wrong?
B-I-T-T-C-H.
Okay.
But that's a typo.
Bitch, I'm from Omaha.
You know
Omaha.
What? If you're going to be so mad, check your spelling.
Bitch, I'm from Omaha. I'm mad at him. But I also forgave him because, B-C-U-Z, because that's what God would want.
Oh, boy.
You little bitch, you ain't got to put him on blast. You don't understand what his motives was, you fucking retard. You make me so mad. It's little bitches like you that cause people to do that, you fucking bitch, calling him nerdy, you fuck YouTube freak. You gon' get yours, 9 exclamation points. Fuck you, 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 fuck you. I'm gonna guess 40 exclamation points. You'll take a look. Bitch, spelled wrong, B-I-T-H-C, 40 exclamation points. This guy killed somebody, many people. God can forgive them because of God. He can't forgive us.
For a talk radio.
For saying what a for a talk radio show.
You know, when God speaks through some people, we just have to understand it.
You think that's how God talks?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to think God's at least grammatically efficient.
Not when he's in a rush. He really had to get the word out.
So is that tongues?
Maybe. You guys are very rude. Just assume all these are spelled wrong. If you can substitute a word for a letter, it's done. You guys are very rude. Many dots, many exclamation points all over the place. I live in Omaha. My friend knew that murderer. I can't believe you. That day was terrifying. No, I can't believe it because he was saying that he was troubled. Fuck you. Okay. We talked about Good Luck Chuck. I'm sure we shot on Dane Cook quite extensively and the movie as well.
And probably What's Her Face.
And just Cowboy, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Hey, fuck you to Keith and the bitch.
That's clever.
Let me see you guys make a movie. He can buy you guys and shit on your faces.
Wait, Dane Cook didn't make a movie.
Dane Cook made the movie and he can buy me and shit on my face. No one would fund your film even if you have a good story because people like you with this kind of attitude won't go anywhere. Just keep making YouTube videos at your room, stupid shit, with that shitty CRT monitor. Yeah, nice one. Nice editing kit. Good luck to you, fucktards. Harvard my ass. I guess I was wearing my Harvard shirt. Nice dreams, Baldy. Try Bosley, and you're not a stick. You're a fat shit. Fat and bald, farthead.
I found that gem. I really had to play it again.
Oh, God.
He can buy you.
And shit on my face. That happened to be Peyton, by the way, that you were hearing.
Oh, you know, I was wondering. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. So here's there's some comments, of course, too, that section, which we called YouTube's Most Clever Comments. And here's what they comment. I bet they're a disgrace to all Jews all over the world. I like to think so. OMGZ, Keith and the girl are pieces of shit. They probably can't even afford the shoes. I hope they die in a cemetery and are dug up and die all over again.
Yeah, that I totally.
That one you can see.
Yeah.
Did that guy actually go to one of the best college universities in the world? No. I just went with a chick and I picked up a Harvard shirt.
Holy jeez.
Him and his hoe sound like two retards just talking about nothing. The people who find this funny must be even more mentally deficient than Keith and his hooker.
What up, hooker?
You didn't know, did you?
Nah, I had no clue.
Tis shit. Is whack. Ha 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 ha. Go outside or something.
Go outside.
He's right about go outside.
Yeah. That one's a little spot on.
Only assholes get MS. This was the YouTube thing where Hemmed in Hell started from.
Yeah.
All these on YouTube. Keith, what kind of dorky sad name is Keith? What am I supposed to do about it?
Are you kidding me? What kind of dorky name is Keith? All right, now you're just being stupid.
And a lot of these comments are, well, you were born so dumb, you're an idiot. Then why aren't I getting praise? You know, I can't help what dripped down my mother's thigh.
You did all right.
I'm doing the best I can by being dumb. I should get praise. I turned this into something.
That's great. Like, what are half of these people doing?
It's like the Special Olympics up in here.
It's something for them to do.
Keith, what kind of dorky sad name is Keith? I expect you think you're funny, but do you realize that people are laughing at you, not with you? And the slut girls, well, they must be very shallow, small-minded little girls. So fuck off and crack some proper jokes, dickhead. And I am nice.
Did I say anything about doing anything promiscuous? That I'm being called a hooker and a slut?
You're a
woman.
You would
like to think that it's just a bunch of people out there messing around, you know? Like, I've got, you know, friends, and we've made stupid comments on people's YouTube things before. But you know that that's not the case. That some of these people really mean some of this stuff. And like, what kind of life do you have that you're getting this angry over a internet radio show? Seriously?
A clip from a radio show that's been
put
on YouTube.
You're taking that much out of your day to actually write that hateful kind of stuff.
You could skip
on their thing. Seriously.
Yeah, as soon as you find out that we're retarded.
I don't get it, man. I do not get it.
I used to know a chick with MS. She used it to get anything she wanted. She just rolled her chair backstage at concerts because she thought she was something special. She was an asshole. You are a douchebag.
You are.
I know lots of people who have MS, and they are nicest people. I have MS. You guys die a horrible death.
Actually, you will, but whatever.
Right. Hey, what's going on? You're on Keith and the Girl.
Hey, it's Doug. I just wanted to let you know that all those people that were apparently outraged by your pre-show, we just picked up like 16 one-star ratings on the app. I'm furious. He's playing Dave Matthews. One star.
Dave Matthews is going to be the death of me.
Yeah, seriously.
They really
do. Whatever.
They really, how could, like, don't you need some intelligence to use iTunes?
No, that's the problem with all this being connected, because anybody can be connected. Yeah.
Yep. But then it's not.
Well, and people are most likely to respond negatively. Like, people who are like, this app is great, just keep using it. People that are like, this is terrible and it offends my sensibility, immediately run off and rate it, because they're assholes.
Who was this guy? There was a guy, he listens regularly. Polar Bear Attack, I remember his name. Uh-huh. And he was the only one at the time that gave this thing no star. Everyone was giving it 5 stars. He gives it no stars.
He's a listener, a regular
He's
listener.
A regular listener.
Gave it no stars?
0 stars.
It's if an this, app for free that makes you that allows you to listen to the show that you've been listening to.
Well, maybe he's one of those, like, I don't usually take the time to rate stuff.
He wanted Scrabble at the time. No, if you don't rate, it doesn't give something 5 stars. It doesn't give something zero stars.
You can rate it without writing anything.
Oh.
Right.
He chose to write a paragraph about how you guys deserve better, and that this app is horrible.
And he hit 0 stars. Like, it's not because he didn't hit anything. I want to be very clear.
Oh.
So Kenda made a point to me when I told her this. She said, "You know what? This guy, I guarantee he has our app still on his phone. You are an asshole.
Yes.
0 stars, but I will keep this app."
You are an asshole, man.
Thank you.
And I hope you have this on the subway or something so everybody around you can hear it.
You're
an asshole.
You're a dosh bag.
Yes.
And I hope you die a horrible death and get dug up and die again.
You're a can't face.
I got a good one for you.
A doc
wad.
Hold on, what's up?
There's a video me and my friends put up on YouTube like maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Right.
It's literally like 5 seconds. And it's a polar bear in a gas mask. And an eagle with lasers on its feet. And the eagle shoots the polar bear. It makes no sense. It was just like, we put it up there, we just called it Bear versus Eagle. It's gotten an absolute shitload of hits. And I get like 10, 20 emails a week that pops up and says, new YouTube comment. And every other one is, fag, I want to kill you. This is the funniest thing I've ever seen. And it's been going on for like 5 years. It doesn't make any sense. It's not about anything. There's no context. It's just, fuck you, I want to kill you. Or that's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Well,
that's funny.
I remember saying this. I those old school mouse traps, you know, you flick back with your hand, you get your finger caught 5 times before you can set it. I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't understand how you set it, and that little piece that you connect is stapled in.
Yeah.
You have to take that staple out. I couldn't figure out. So go, everything's on YouTube. Okay. So go on YouTube and they show you how to do it.
Right.
I'm like, oh, perfect. I read the comments. Why would I want to know this, asshole?
Did you feel total idiot?
I'm going to go, but I hope you enjoy your now 28 one-star rating.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
Thanks, Doug.
Cool, bye.
What are you going to do? I remember we had a YouTube thing where we were talking about Britain couldn't fit. Here, I'll read the story again real quick just so you're caught up.
I can't believe you couldn't figure out how to work a mousetrap.
I couldn't figure it out. It looked
it's
hard.
It's just a little pin, but it's not even.
But
that,
somebody else like, couldn't just figure it out. It's on YouTube.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right.
But yeah, I know. I would rather see sex. Why am I seeing a mousetrap? The video is called How to Set a Mousetrap.
Why are you doing?
And
what kind
Trey,
of sex video are you looking for?
I don't know.
I
what
want
the,
to set a mousetrap.
Yeah, I don't know what that person wanted.
Oh, yeah, what could you have searched for to
like,
get that?
Like, that's not even, like, some kind of kinky thing or mm-hmm. something. Yeah. Setting the mousetrap.
A lottery scratch card has been withdrawn from sale by Camelot. This is a while ago. Because players couldn't understand it. This is in London, I believe. Definitely England. The Cool Cash game, launched on Monday, was taken out of shops yesterday. Again, a long time ago. After some players failed to grasp whether or not they had won. To qualify for a prize, users had to scratch away a window to reveal a temperature lower than the figure displayed on each card. As the game had a winter theme, the temperature was usually below freezing. It's funny they have to have these different themes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, just a card, you scratch it, it says you lose, and you go home.
That's all I need.
But wasting time.
Don't fancy it up.
But the concept of comparing negative numbers proved too difficult for some Camelot. For some, Camelot received dozens of complaints on the first day from players who could not understand how, for example, -5 is higher than -6. Tina Farrell called Camelot after failing to win with several cards. I guess this is a store. The 23-year-old, 23,
who admits that she left school without a math GCSE, maybe that's like our GED. On one of my cards, it said I had to find temperatures lower than -8. The numbers I uncovered were -6 and -7, so I thought I had won. And so did the woman in the shop. But when she scanned the card, the machine said I hadn't. I phoned Camelot, and they fobbed me, I guess tricked me, or handed me off, with some story that -6 is higher, not lower, than -8, but I'm not having it.
Wow. Wow.
I think Camelot are giving people the wrong impression. The card doesn't say to look for a colder or warmer temperature. It says to look for a higher or lower number. 6 is a lower number than 8. Imagine how many people have been misled. A Camelot spokesperson said the game was withdrawn after reports that some players had not understood the concept.
So she's in print. That's in print forever.
Right. Yeah. I want you. Here is my name.
Yeah.
And I'm not having it.
And
you know that's great.
And this is a new world where when you just meet someone and you want to date them, you Google their name. This is probably the only thing that comes up on your name, miss.
For sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to have seen her face. Like, who do you think in that process told her was like, hey, seriously, come here.
You're going to tell me a number's different.
Yeah.
5 is higher than 4. I'm not dumb.
No.
I don't even know what a minus is. It's kind of like an arrow pointing to it.
I have this book here. I want to show you something.
I don't know. I'm not having it. Your trick books.
No, chapter 1 right here.
How to count.
First page.
There's a raceway going out out there.
There is something's going on.
No, you know what it is? It's getting warmer. And I don't know why warmth has to do with people racing, but it does.
Busting out the motorcycles.
Yeah,
man.
Especially in Queens. There are certain spots where people race, and I think outside of our place is one of them.
But Trey said bicycles. This is car racing, right?
No, they might have the bikes out. Yeah, and motorcycles are out now that the weather's warmer.
Yeah.
Well, people were upset that we were picking on Britain, that they couldn't figure out what numbers were higher and lower. So these are some comments to show that they're brilliant.
Wait.
Yes.
People are commenting.
On me commenting about people being down in the lottery. Here we go. Hey, what have we done to the Americans? Nothing. And the Americans be all mean, frown face, but 7 exclamation points. Christopher Columbus, assume spelled wrong again, was the one who found America, and he is British.
No. Yep. No. Seriously?
Christopher Columbus was the one who found America, and he is British. Without him, America wouldn't exist, so have some respect.
No. Yes?
It's right here.
Really?
Keith and the girl, you are self-satisfied, unfriendly fools who take delight in making fun of one of the most successful nationalities of all time. Who's stupid now? And we don't say mate. I was there. I was in England. You say mate.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you yourselves are more stupid than what you describe as stupid.
Wow.
I this supposed to be funny. I'll tell you what funny is. You removing your mic from your arse, you cunt mate.
That's funny.
I love when you read them verbatim with all the mistakes and everything. That one, there was only a couple. But I love the people. It's like, wouldn't you research something before you tried to make a point with it?
You don't even have to logically research it.
Common sense.
We're reading a news article. And if it's not true, then it's just supposed to be funny.
By the way, Doug sent me this. I guess this is his YouTube video. What did he? I don't know what he just sent. Oh, this is his bear versus eagle video that he was talking about. Okay, bear fighting a eagle.
Oh, yeah.
And here's somebody's comment. Clearly making a statement out against Russia. Wow. Also, he's saying his stupid video was is political. Clearly making a statement out against Russia, whose national animal is the bear, whose sheer size, according to this video, would not secure it a victory against the states. Interesting propaganda, though possibly more suited for the Cold War. Perhaps an eagle decimating a bearded man with weapons of mass destruction would be more appropriate, though politically incorrect, in this day and age of propaganda for your agenda.
Wow.
This is very deep, though.
That's very deep.
Americans are one to talk, by the way, getting back to the... these people were dumb, not knowing what number was higher or lower. Americans are one to talk. That's the whole comment.
Oh.
Keith, you are a fucking stereotyping dick, and the girl, you're nothing but a dick sucker to Keith. You know what? I think we read this one before. I just loved it so much. You're nothing but a dick sucker to Keith, who is a dick, so basically he's a double dick, and you suck the dick of a dick.
That is awesome.
British people are generally inferior. They are fucking retarded as fuck. Homosexuality also originated from genetic deterioration of British faggots.
I like this guy.
Oh my God, I swear down, I do love some Americans, but ob not ones like this and that. It's just pathetic. We don't nout wrong to deserve these insults. So they don't nout wrong to deserve these insults.
Down out.
And of course, a very popular one on YouTube is just a 1 second joke Adam Brown made.
Oh, yeah, the bear video.
The bear video, the infamous bear video where a guy was mauled by a bear because the guy was trying to take saliva from the bear, and apparently the saliva is used as medicine for humans.
Uh-huh.
And Adam Brown said, well, unbeknownst to him, humans are medicine for bears. And he ate off his face. Well, people weren't pleased by that. The girl who is standing next to you in this photo is clearly Jewish.
Wow.
Jews should not laugh at jokes about who is the worst race in the world. It ended up coming out of a segment where we, just real quick, we said, and Asian people, who of course are the worst race in the world, we already confirmed that, and then it goes on. So just this part was left in. So they really think we're taking the time to say, to just send out a video and go, please everybody know that, first of all, let's say we did that. Let's say we made a video and just put it out there saying Asians are the worst race in the world, and that was the end of it.
Yep.
Because that's what people are getting from this. Why would you take the time to comment on it? It really deserves your attention. I would like to say it's not true. Don't listen to him. Jews are worse.
No, man.
Fuck bears. They are total assholes. I like this guy. They eat people's faces. They kill children. They rape teenage girls. If I ever see a bear, I will kill it and mount the head in my dad's office. Fuck all you tree-hugging fags that think animals are more important than human beings. And we talked about the Iranian president saying that there are no gays in Iran. Remember that? He said, we don't have this phenomenon.
Yeah.
This is probably the most stupid clip bullshit I've ever or saw. Thus restarts think that they know something. Go and waste your lives in the MOL.
What's the MOL?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
Be
I don't
hip,
speak that.
Right. Be hip and modern until your body begins to fall apart. In the sand you will end. And to God are all returns. Live your life your way. We will live it in God's way. On the day of judgment, you will be the joke.
Wow. Powerful. So.
That's what God wants you to do, is go on YouTube and make sure that you speak his word.
Mm-hmm. Is that his word? That's Find the in tongues sinners. Only God can understand.
Oh, jeez.
God speaks Ebonics.
Yeah.
It's the national language of YouTube, I'm being told.
Nutcase.
I really hope it's not Ebonics. That's not what they wanted to teach in school, is it?
No.
This is new internet Ebonics.
Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, faggots is 1G. It'll save you time to get to nigger.
They probably are. What just happened? Am I back in Texas? What just happened?
Well, I'm looking at the... also, you get emails through YouTube. They can send you emails that only I can see.
Oh, sweet.
Here's a couple of them. This is from July 23rd, 2009, so it took me time to get to these. I do understand. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to assume the person feels the same. I could be mistaken. Let's see.
No, probably.
This is Trent Broadcaster, one word, and he says, hang your head in shame. Just watch your video about some Chinese dude who got his face mauled by a bear. One of your members said that Chinese people are the worst people in the world. How dare you say such racist comments on YouTube and on air? This does not put you in a good position, and it is not a funny joke. I will be asking my colleague, put this in the Times newspaper. You better make a YouTube video and apologize live to the many Asian people you have offended. This is an outrage. There is no roof for people like you who waste time spreading racist comments on radio. You should be ashamed of yourself. So I wrote back, did you tell the Times yet? I didn't get a response.
These kind of people are why there's like religious wars and stuff like that, you know?
They
can't let stuff go.
August 8, 2009, Leigh, L-E-I-G-H-3-6, says, there is a fine line. As a Jewish person, you too should be ashamed of making a video of the Chinese man who were attacked by the bear. There is a fine line right there.
Why did we mention Judaism, or do I just look Jewish?
We're Jewish because they're Jewish.
That Jewish.
Yeah.
That everybody has to comment on it. They'd call you guys big racists.
Yeah.
You know?
Either they know you're Jewish and assume we're both Jewish, or just assume we're both Jewish, and because she's Jewish, she's saying you're making Jews look bad. That's what I think.
Okay.
But
she's very clear. She's making the Jews look very clear.
Well, it's funny. I'm trying to make them make sense. None of this makes sense.
No.
Well, you will be reported to all major Jewish sponsors and organizers and congregations and any community you have been affiliated with that are Jewish. Your parents should be really ashamed.
They are.
Wow, so now they're going to take the time to try to track down
your parents'
Jewish path.
Right.
Your path of Judaism through the years and then totally whamboozle it.
Well, that was in August.
You don't go to Temple or anything, do you?
No, I'm atheist.
Yeah.
I figured you were atheist, asshole ass. Well, you know what? This was in August, so it's like 6 months later, so I wrote her. Did you report us to all major Jewish sponsors and organizers and congregations yet?
I doubt it.
I don't think so.
I want them to report it to somewhere.
Empty threats. Follow through. That's the problem with all these bastards. No follow through.
Jayori one.
Hide behind their keyboards and their monitors.
J-A-Y-O-O-R-I 1. Amazing. All right. I was like, yes, a good one. Amazing.
What?
It's amazing how people can be so untalented.
Oh, bait and switch. Old comedy move. Old comedy move.
You guys are nothing more than a group composed, and I'm reading these right, by the way, composed of an untalented fat ass and a doubly untalented slut.
Why am I always a slut? I do not make reference to all the blowjobs.
I think you're assuming on that one.
Just get another job or something. Can you even make a living out of this? So I wrote back, yes. Also, our book is now out at keithandthegirl.com/book. I think you'd like it.
It's very slutty.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing okay. Jim Staa, J-I-M-S-T-A-A-O 7. Hello, I'm turning 17 in a month, and I believe you and your hoochie mama are brain fucked.
What the hell?
Hoochie mama, it's getting better.
You two are
too... No, now I'm no longer making money with my slutty ways. I used to be a hooker, and now I'm just a hoochie.
All right. Well, you're taking it in the literal ghetto sense. I was taking it in more like the lighthearted, like, woo, hoochie mama, what's happening?
What I do to my homies. Hey, hoochie.
Maybe I took that the wrong way.
You two are too stupid to comprehend the words that are coming out of your mouth. With a bit of correct education, you will be able to understand the ridiculous words that is used by you and the whore. I am appalled.
Oh, I've been upgraded.
You prove nothing more than the definition of stupidity in the United States of America. I wonder how a young, well-mannered character such as myself can look so low upon two grown individuals. I laugh at your failure in life. I laugh at the lack of common sense your brain has.
Well, we got him to laugh.
Yeah.
Hemesky 83 Connor. H-E-M-S-E-K-Y 83.
This is going to be a positive one.
C-O-N-O-R. Comment on the video. Good luck, Chuck. First of all, Dane Cook is so funny, it's not even human.
Oh, my bad.
Second of all, you guys should go suck each other's dicks and not make a podcast of a movie that was rated number one comedy. And third of all, you're a bunch of redneck faggots. The fat fuck who's making fun of him thinks his all that, but, bud, you're fat, bald, and will probably never get a girl. Or if you do, you will get the ugly bitch that said nigger. I hope you get shot for that. Podcast sucks. Dane Cook for the win.
For the win. For the win. He drove the lane and went in for the win.
You know D. Warrior?
I recognize his name on the forums.
This isn't like the other ones, but he saw the videos that we did for our book. What do we do now with Lauren Imbrolo?
Yeah, we have like 12 commercials for the book. Really fun.
I only saw one and it was very funny.
Lauren Imbrolo aren't very good in this.
That was it.
He had to take the time.
I don't know what else they could have done in the commercial.
They're not very good. I know they're not. You know what? You know what? God. This is for people like D. Warrior. I didn't understand. Jennifer Aniston pretending she's dating Gerard Butler because they're making a movie. Everybody knows they're not together, but they're acting like they're together. So you buy them in the movie. It's for idiots like this. Because D. Warrior knows. Brother Love isn't dating Lauren Hennessy.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Good God, Lauren's into chicks. What are you trying to trick me? Acting like they're... Of course they're fighting. They're both into the same girls.
Yeah.
You can't trick me.
The smoke and mirrors. There's no smoke and mirrors for him. He sees right through it. Yeah, that's too bad.
That really is what it is.
Yep.
We were trying to trick our whole audience, though.
But it is fun. It's funny because... He listens regularly.
Yeah.
I know he's a fan.
Right.
I know this will hurt him a little bit. But what makes you take the time to go, I have to comment on YouTube. Lauren and Brillo aren't good. Hey, if you guys need ass kissing, you know, then let me know. But you needed the truth. And you guys aren't good. No stars.
No stars.
No stars for you.
He took the time to punch no stars. Jerk.
I gotta be honest. I gotta give an honest review.
That's horrible.
You said you always need a friend to tell you the truth.
No, yeah that's
I true. Picked a friend.
But at least give it one star or two.
Not worth my time.
We're talking out of five here.
It was so bad I took the time to see every video you made.
Like one because we're brosives? Jeez.
Oh. We did interviews, by the way, with a podcast called A Scathing Review. Nice guys.
You can go to scathingreview.com, and I believe it's posted at this point, so you can download that and listen to us. They're interviewing us about the book. The book is called What Do We Do Now? KeithandTheGirl.com/book. Not too late to get it, Trey. I don't know if you were worried about it. Still out in stores. Still online. You can get it wherever you want.
I have like 10 copies.
All right. You can burn one.
I did not buy any of them, though. I apologize.
I didn't hear the whole thing you guys wanted me to do.
Yeah.
I have them.
I totally missed that part. You guys were just like, go get it. And so I was like, Roger. Under control. I can go get it. Yeah, you guys kind of left out the how.
I will not be affecting your royalty checks.
No, not at all.
But it's a good book.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that Barnes & Noble or whatever that bookstore was, I'm sure they purchased it to get it into their store. So
if they have to get more, that's a good sign, right?
Right, exactly. So I kind of helped out in a weird kind of way.
We said second printing, and Trey said, I know.
I'm well aware.
By the way, in that podcast, The Scathing Review, is fun, kind of strange, but at the end of it, we
can
find
we
out
it?
That one. I give it five stars. I give everybody five stars.
At the end of our interview, I think they had more of their show. But at the end of our interview, we reveal something.
Yes.
About the co-hosts.
I want to say.
Really?
Yeah.
But let's just say to preface this, his buddy, his co-host, did not know this about him, and through our awesome relationship, we figured it out.
No way.
He, the guy saying he lives in Tucson, Arizona. Uh-huh. Tucson is incredibly homophobic.
Uh-huh.
However, he himself is not gay, even though he has had sex, inserted himself into an asshole three uh-huh. times. He's been with three men.
But it's okay because he's a top, so he's not gay.
His buddy just knew he kissed people, right. And people are homophobic about that.
But he didn't
he's
know about
gay.
The...
He's not gay. Now he found out the dude
that sucks his dick in people's butts.
And like, does that make you gay? And he goes, no. I'm like, all right. But what's bad is we really had to go. Uh-huh. And I'm like, all right, well, we got to go. Like,
and just leave him like that? Like, yeah. That was the clip? That was the outro?
Yeah. So like, they have to think we're homophobic.
No on that, fellas.
That is very gay, just so you know, dude. And we did an interview with Armchair Survivor. That was a lot of fun. Michael Carino and his woman, his wife, Margie. Mm-hmm. A lot of fun.
Margie's voice is awesome.
Yes.
Hot.
And Michael's a little pervert, I'll tell you that. But you can check it out. It's over an hour long. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, you guys were on there for an hour?
Yeah.
That's great.
Kenda sings.
Hee-hee.
No.
Yeah. Really? I'm not fucking with you.
Yeah?
Hee-hee.
He's good.
So, oh, you do? Yeah.
Voice of a goddamned angel.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to hear it before I rate it.
In the meanwhile, I'm going to rate zero stars. By the way, I was in the toilet right before the show started. Let me say, Burger King 1, toilet 0. You won that round, King.
Damn him.
Ready for an only in New York?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I know people are listening to us around the world, but New York is the most exciting and amazing city around.
Everything happens here. I don't know if you knew that.
Everything happens.
Well, you're new to this town. You find that everything happens here, right?
Everything. It's incredible.
Here's an example. This could only happen in New York. The great Cindy Adams smokes a cigarette, and she says,
from a real estate broker, things are so bad, I can't attract people to open houses anymore.
Not with that voice.
Even when sandwiches are served only in New York.
Actually, Florida's having a time, too.
Wait, that was it?
That's it. Only in New York, we can't get people to look at open houses because the market's so bad, even when there's free sandwiches. Only in New York.
Has she been to California in the last 3 years?
Right. Michigan. They call it the Wolverine State. There's no more Wolverines alive there. Only in New York.
She's good. Is the I'm sorry to brag, but we are the capital of the world, and now you know why.
It's amazing.
Davy Crockett passed away. Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, I'm not lying. Yeah, Fess Parker, the 6'6" actor who, as TV's Davy Crockett, launched the 1950s craze for coonskin caps, died of natural causes yesterday.
Oh, you jerk! It wasn't the real Davy Crockett.
No, he was 85. Parker, who was also TV's Daniel Boone and later a major California developer and winemaker, died at his Santa Ynez Valley home on his 84th birthday.
Santa Ynez.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Puerto Rican, not Mexican.
Santa Ynez Valley home. his wife, he's been with his wife for 50 years. Not only was The Ballad of Davy Crockett a number one hit for singer Bill Hayes, but Parker's own version reached number 5.
Well,
You remember that one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Davy Crockett.
King of the Wild Mountain. Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee. Oh, man.
You do know it.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Nah, I didn't know that.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee. Greenest state in the land of the free. Raised in the woods so's he knew every tree. Killed him a bar when he was only 3. Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier. I don't know the rest of it. This is March.
Very good.
Well, my dad's from Tennessee, so you had to kind of learn that one growing up.
Is he saying killed a bear?
Yeah, killed him a bar when he was only 3. Because apparently, yeah, you say, and that's, yeah.
True to history, Disney killed off its hero in the 3rd episode, Davy Crockett at the Alamo, where the real-life Crockett died in 1836 at age 49. But due to popular demand, it brought the character back for some episodes the next season.
You can't do that, man.
Hey, guys. Wow, you really are a badass Davy Crockett.
Didn't I tell you guys this? I swear I told you guys this story. You know, have you been to the Alamo in San Antonio? It's crappy. It's right in the middle of the city. There's a mall next to it, Ripley's, believe it or not, Wax Museum across the street, that kind of setup. But they have that statue out in front, and Davy Crockett and Bowie and all those guys are around it. And it's pretty tall. And so my grandparents came in, my dad's folks, and like I said, that side of the family is like 6th generation Tennessee Hills, like straight up hillbilly. And so my dad and my granddad crawled up on that statue across from the Alamo and stuck a University of Tennessee Volunteers hat on Davy Crockett and just put their arms around him. We got a picture of it.
That's awesome.
It's great. I mean, yeah, it was unbelievable. Like, you probably couldn't pull that off now. Cops would probably run over there.
I know Ozzy was arrested for pissing on him.
Uh-huh.
That's all I know.
Yeah.
That might be a little different.
But, you know, everybody got upset about that. But if you go down there and you actually see... You'd be like, oh, I totally understood why he would have taken a piss on the wall. Because if you were just walking down the street and you were drunk and you had to pee, you wouldn't think, oh, this looks like a really old, important building. You'd just be like, oh, here's a wall. I'm going to piss. Yeah, so it's not like he walked up to the front of it and was like, I'm going to whiz on the front door of the Alamo. No, he peed on the wall that's facing the mall.
By the way, I'm getting an email here from SakuraX001. Rating and feedback, rather, from L.A., California. I've lived in New York for 19 years, and I highly dislike it. You guys are jerks, two stuck-up losers. Yes.
Well, then move.
Yes. I would like to put... You already put your O on the board? I'm going to take the lower right. I'm going to put my X. It's for people playing tic-tac-toe with me. Today.
Wait, now, you guys, you two have the power to actually keep people in New York?
Right. People don't like it when I say New York's the greatest city. Hmm. Yeah, we're two stuck-up losers. I'm fat and Kent is a whore.
Wow.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Well, let's talk about other areas that are much better, like Dubai, right? Everybody loves that place.
Boy.
Well, a British couple just got caught kissing in public in Dubai, so they face up to a month in jail.
I thought you were going to say they're going to cut their lips off.
Why? Right? That's not crazy to think.
No.
Why go anywhere in the Middle East?
Yeah.
Dubai is the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. You know what? It's
Dubai
getting harder.
Is the Arab Emirates. Keyword Arab.
Yeah.
You're not going to have a good time. What kind of beach? Look up the rules. You can't kiss. I wouldn't even think I could be in only a bathing suit. And in fact, if the sign said I could, I'd think it's a trick.
Yeah. Like, don't you have to stay inside, like, American compounds and that kind of thing? Like, there's building. Like, that's an American. That's where all the Americans live. You know? Yeah. Like, I'd be afraid to go out. That'd be horrible. No.
Well, they were there. Gulf Arab Emirate, and they're in. They have to spend a month in jail in the Gulf Arab Emirate for indecency after a mother there complained her child had seen their indiscretion. So a mom turned them in. Said, "Oh, my kid saw two people kissing." Never mind. Obviously, you can tell by the looks from another country and don't know the rules, but fuck them. You got to know the rules. Jeez. And you know what? If that's their way, that's their way. Don't go there.
Right.
Nothing is attractive in the Middle East. We have sun everywhere. I've been to Bahamas, other islands, some of the most beautiful water and nicest sun.
I don't think they're going there to go for the water.
That's why you're going. Yeah, it's ritzy now. It attracts America. I don't know. It attracts a lot of people. There's more foreigners there now than regular people. They're getting nervous about it. That's going to change their way of life because it's rich. It's so inviting. And I don't get what's inviting about it.
I don't either. It's just sand.
The British man.
So what if they have money? It's still sand.
Yeah. A British man living in Dubai and a female friend were arrested in November on accusations of kissing and touching each other and consuming alcohol. They're ordered jail for a month. Like, you know, if you can bring alcohol or not, it's worth risking.
I wonder, you know, if there is a plane from America to Dubai, wouldn't the stewardess spend the entire time explaining, don't kiss, don't drink, don't wear a bathing suit in public.
Wouldn't you figure? I mean, yeah, it's not like this is the first time this has happened, though, you know?
It's the third time in under 2 years in which Britons have hit the headlines.
Go over there.
Yeah, for breaking decency laws in Dubai. You're on vacation. Why go on vacation to a place you can't kiss your lady?
Yeah, exactly. That's stupid.
Never mind, you can't have a Mai Tai.
Wait, you can't have a Mai Tai?
No!
That's ridiculous.
A lawyer for the two said there had been no inappropriate kissing and the two were just friends. There was no lip kissing, it was just a normal greeting that is not considered offensive. And the mom that turned her in said, no, that's not true.
There was tongue. She saw tongue.
They're out on bail right now. They were fined $272, 1,000 dirhams, for illegal consumption of alcohol.
The mom that's turning them in, she doesn't understand that she's going to get her eyes gouged out for looking at somebody kiss.
Right, she saw it.
Yeah.
She's responsible too.
Yeah, she now,
is that
you
how
know.
That works?
Yeah, it's against the law to watch porn and you just saw that.
She doesn't get like brownie points cuz she's the one that turned them in, narked them.
You would think this country makes sense. Excuse me.
Oh, nice.
Thank you. Yeah, they'll be deported after the completion of their jail sentence. Oh, so you stay in jail for a month. And then you can get out.
And then don't ever go back.
Dubai's foreign population has expanded rapidly in recent years as people flocked over there. And like I said, they're nervous that their religious identity is going to be lost because everybody's out there kissing.
Well, I mean, there's something to be said about that, right? You know, you have foreigners coming in. They come in with their traditions.
Right.
And then you have your kids around them. And yeah, they're going to pick up on it. They're going to see that there's a life outside of Dubai.
Well, I mean, how bad do you want this progress? I mean,
how bad do you want our money?
Yeah.
Right.
Amnesty International is calling on Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah to stop the execution of a Lebanese man sentenced to death for sorcery. It's 2010. Get the fuck out of the Middle East.
Yeah, man.
They're cave people.
No, seriously, kill this guy. He thinks he's a sorcerer?
In a statement released Thursday, the International Rights Group condemned the verdict and demanded the immediate release of Ali Hussein Sabat, former host of a popular call-in show that aired in Shahrazidi, a Beirut-based satellite TV channel. According to his lawyer, Sabit, who is 48 and has 5 children, would predict a future on his show and give out advice to his audience. The attorney, who is Lebanon, tells CNN her client was arrested by Saudi Arabia's religious police and charged with sorcery while visiting the country in May 2008. So I wonder if he did a stage show or something like that.
Was he kidding? Does he believe in it? Does he know the rules?
It sounds like he believes in it and just went into another country in the Middle East. And in that country, you can't be a sorcerer of sorts.
But did he practice sorcery?
It doesn't say that. Sabat was in Saudi Arabia to perform the Islamic religious pilgrimage known as Umrah. Sabat was then put on trial in 2009. A court of the Saudi city of Medina found Sabat guilty and sentenced him to death.
Oof, wow.
According to El Kanza, Sabat appealed the verdict. The case was taken up by the Court of Appeal in the Saudi city of Mecca on the grounds that the initial verdict was premature. Again, he was sentenced to death.
Oof.
So it didn't help at all.
pretty sure you can't kill a sorcerer anyway. So, I mean, if he really is a sorcerer.
Well, they do like they did to witches back then, you know.
Burn her.
Yeah, but if she's you throw her off the cliff, if she's a witch, she'll just fly away.
Right.
Yeah, you think, like, you can't be able to kill him. Then when you chop his head, you go, ah, damn it.
Yep.
He was normal.
Exactly.
This is funny to me. This is in Italy. A cold-blooded mafia hitman who called himself Scarface. That's a good name to go by.
Sure. Sure, that's original.
I'd call myself Killer Jones.
Yeah? I'd call you Fatty McFatterson.
You probably would. Yeah. You probably would. He called himself Scarface, was arrested in Italy today. Police tracked him down through his use of Facebook. Pascal Manfredi, 33, was on Italy's 100 Most Wanted list and had been on the run for a year with police wanting to question him in connection with two bloody mob hits.
You know how you can't find that old high school buddy of yours on Facebook?
Yeah.
This guy made sure that you could find him.
Yeah. Right.
Well, using the name Scarface, I mean...
He's a father of two. Numero, right. You know. I wonder if he played that game Mob Wars.
Yeah.
And what's funny is he probably wasn't good at it. He's twittering bullshit.
This is how it really goes.
Right.
Why am I still a street thug?
He's a father of two. He's behind the murder of rival mobster Carmine Arena, who was taken out with a bazooka... In
Hot
October
damn,
of 2004.
Really? A bazooka? Overkill, dude. 22 with a silencer.
Officers had been tipped.
did that sound like I've
like
done
a lot.
That before?
also murdered Pascal Tripaldi. Officers had been tipped off that Manfredi, this guy, was a fan of the global social networking site and regularly logged on. Mood. Quizzical. Using sophisticated electronic surveillance equipment in an operation codenamed Pandora, mm-hmm. officers managed to locate Manfredi in an apartment in Isola Capo Rizzuto near Crotone in southern Italy. The area is the heartland of the local mafia, the Ngnagreta, who was known for their vicious violence and were also responsible for the so-called Duisburg massacre 2 years ago in which six mobsters were gunned down in a German pizzeria. There you go. And he was just trying to... I won a silver award on my farm. Who would like my silver award? Sincerely, Scarface.
Yeah. They just rolled up to the Scarface farm.
Right.
The villa.
Maybe.
The Villa de Scarfacio.
Right. I'm going to hit maybe.
And he was sitting right there on the porch.
Maybe I'll be attending the meeting of all the families. I saw the movie Crazy Heart, by the way. The one Jeff Bridges won Best Actor for.
Didn't see it. What'd you think?
Long.
How long was it?
Enough said.
4 hours.
No.
Wow.
Is what it feels like. 2 hours. Movies, an hour and a half. I've done my research. It sounds dumb to say, but I've done my research. Movies should only be an hour and a half.
Yes.
A lot could have been cut down. 40 minutes in, you find out, and I'm not giving anything away, but if you don't want to know anything, just don't listen for a second. But 40 minutes in, you find out that he used to be a great performer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, things dwindled down. And now he's the opener for the guy that he trained. 40 minutes in. That could have been 15 minutes at most.
Yeah.
40 minutes in.
Yeah, if that's the gist of the movie.
I think it is. I don't know. He's an alcoholic, and then he sobers up. That's the movie. Okay.
Yeah, hour and a half easy.
And Matt recommended it to me, and I think I should be a little offended. I think Matt Bray thinks I love anything that has to do with alcohol.
I think so, too. You know, we go. I hang out with Matt, and we'll go to a bar, and he goes, Keith will love this place. And, I keep it to myself at this point. I just go, you know what? Not really. Keith would just, people just go, oh, Keith would love this place. It has beer. We have a kegerator downstairs.
Yeah.
Keith loves this place that we're in right now.
You should come to Belgium, Keith. We have beer. I have beer.
I get any kind I want. Right. There's a beer store right down the street.
And you know what? I can get Belgian beer, too.
I can get a kegerator. That's what, I mean, I don't have a kegerator. I'd like to have a kegerator. I don't have one.
There is a part where Jeff Bridges, you know Maggie Gyllenhaal?
I doubt that I would leave if I lived here, too.
Right.
I mean, honestly.
Jeff Bridges is fingering her in a scene where they're making love and you just see his hand slide down her panties. No matter what's between your panties and your pussy.
Uh-huh.
Jeff Bridges fingered Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Yes, for real.
That happened. This, you know, you're an actor, you're an actress. You shit on porn. You think what you're doing is legitimate. That is porn. Your
That's worth
hand
an hour
was
45.
No matter what, if something was like taped to her pussy, your hand was on her pussy.
Yeah, yeah. There are movies that you watch where you go, how are they not having sex, or how are they not at least
right.
They're naked in the scene, you know. So even if there's like a leaf totally. On top of their thing, you're kind of banging around each other, you know.
Yeah,
it's weird, and you know. Balls and penis don't stay in the right place. Are you getting taped down, you know?
Now, this is going to be a weird reference, mm-hmm. but kind of the movie that Nicole Eggert and the two Coreys were in. Did you ever see that? I forgot the name of it. One of your
when National Lampoon know. Started doing bad movies.
No, this was like some kind of weird psycho, you know, romantic,
oh, okay.
weird kind of twisty thing. But there were some really serious sex scenes in that thing between all three of them.
And you know they had to be fucking.
Oh, for sure. For well, sure. Because her and one of them were dating at the time, too. And
oh
so it was
God.
Like, oh, yeah. They were definitely.
But that sucks. You're dating a person that, okay, you have to do the scene with. So that's, uh-huh. that's all right, you know. But then your buddy is doing the scene with.
Yeah, but those kids were so jacked up on coke or whatever
right.
else, you know? They were just in the moment. Those cameras didn't exist to them.
Right. Well,
like,
there's a movie called Threesome about three...
A threesome?
Yeah. Three guys in college... two guys and a girl in college. And one of the Baldwin brothers is in this.
Right.
And at the end, of course...
The one who happened to find religion now, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
At the end, I'm not giving anything away. They do have the threesome, and they're all naked in the bed, and they're sandwiching her, and one of the guys touches the other guy's butt, and they're really, you know, I mean, it's sandwiching so much that you can do a reach around on the other guy. You're naked. I could see your butt.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you're wearing a thong that's discreetly placed. I don't know.
By the way, the movie you're talking about, Blown Away.
Seriously?
It's called Blown Away.
Yeah. See, I knew it.
So I'm seeing this movie. It's 2 hours, an hour and 15 minutes. Again, maybe you don't want to hear this part. He says, I have an estranged son. I never talked to him. So he calls his estranged son that's 24 years old now. An hour and 15 minutes. That's a long time before I get to know you don't have a relationship with your son.
Wait, when did he touch vagina?
At 42 minutes. No, I don't know. But I'm like, oh my God, that took a while. And I'm done caring. Oh my Lord.
And it was straight up 2 hours. Yeah, that's retarded.
But you watched the whole thing because it won an Oscar.
Because it won an Oscar, and because I'm already an hour in.
Mm.
What's another hour? And maybe there'll be one or two things I liked from it.
You're chip committed.
If it was a true,
right, I'm chip committed.
If it was like a biography of somebody, like you know the Johnny
Cash, I would have quit.
It was like 2 hours. Okay, I can understand if you covered a lot of stuff.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right,
but
right.
like a fictional account of this.
Yeah, it's not real.
No.
Yeah, maybe
hour
if it was
45
real.
Hour 45 tops if you're going to show some Maggie Gyllenhaal's boobies too.
Right.
But that's it. But that's it. That's the capper is an hour 45.
You
and you're right. That's well established.
They get me with the fingering. I mean, anytime I see fingering, I go, you get another half hour.
Yeah.
They got
it's
me
hot in a movie though, you know?
Right. The guy is down on his luck and everything and he has a cordless phone in the place he's staying and you know, Nobody has a regular phone anymore. But remember when cordless phones meant you're rich?
Oh, yeah. It was a big deal.
Yeah.
I remember we had a cord on the phone. I remember it was a big deal when we got a longer cord.
Yeah, the super long cord. So you could go from the kitchen into the living room.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just to tell someone, hey, it's for you.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm totally sitting on the couch talking on the phone, dude. No way.
So I'm not bragging, but my mom started working. And we had two incomes coming in, and we were able to use the Campbell cans for the phone instead of generic.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I thought you were a trust fund kid whose parents put him to college and bought you a bunch of
I like downplaying
fancy equipment and stuff.
I don't want
to
put off my
to
audience.
To make your stupid show.
I saw Up in the Air as well. And I think,
finally.
Yeah, the George Clooney movie. He loves living in the air.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see it?
No. How was it?
Can I finally tell you what I think is wrong with it, or do you want to go first?
So this
will
give something away if you guys want to fast forward this part.
Are we giving it away to you, Trey?
Nah, I mean, I'll still watch it if I feel like it.
I was digging it. I was digging it for a long time. I liked the, and I'm not saying I didn't like it yet, but I liked the card angle was cute. You know, I thought it was done in American Psycho, and I didn't care for that, but I liked this. Like, you know, they love frequent flyer miles, and do you have the concierge card for Hilton? And I thought that was funny.
Well, the characters and the development of everything was really good in the beginning. It was the twist that I thought was retarded.
Okay.
A twist. I call it a twist. It was the change of heart, the change of, you know, the peak. thought was retarded.
So he lives life in the air. He doesn't even like, everybody likes being home. This guy doesn't like being home.
Right.
He likes, he would rather be in the air. He's trying to, he wants to get a million or 10 million, excuse me, 10 million frequent flyer miles.
And then he has unlimited for the rest of his life.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
And that's his dream. He loves that. So he doesn't want to settle down with a woman, no kids, this and that. Well, he meets a woman who has the same kind of lifestyle. It's very exciting.
Okay? Sparks fly.
I'm going to give something away now, all right? So he ends up one day just surprising him. He's like, you know what? He's a motivational speaker too, also saying how you can live without all this bullshit.
Baggage.
All this baggage, right. Yeah. Literally and figuratively.
His entire life is about not being attached. Not only physically, he doesn't really have a home or stay at home. You know, his home is, he sees it maybe 10 times a year or something, but also he gives seminars about how to be detached, how to get rid of your baggage, including possessions and people, and especially people. So so that he meets this woman who's very like him, like, hey, we like flying, like we don't give a fuck, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh my God, maybe I do give a fuck.
By the way, he's at the big motivational speaker event.
The thing that he's been trying to get the entire life of the movie.
And he starts doing a speech that you hear him been given before, and he goes, you know what? Fuck this. And he runs out.
Now, why in movies, you can't just finish maybe it's a one-hour motivational speech that you have clearly done over and over again in your life. At that point, you can coast through it.
Yeah.
Now, Trey, I'm not shitting on your comedy, but maybe once a year you go, you know what? I'm not into this. I'm just going to go on autopilot. Have you ever done it? No, you're appalled. But you know.
No, yeah, totally.
You memorize your jokes.
Totally.
And you can do it in a way that you have the cadence, you have the whatever. You don't have to be 100% there. Maybe you could be like 80%. You still get the jokes. People still get the laughs and, you know, like all that stuff. Why couldn't he just go on autopilot, get the money from that, get whatever he needed from that? No.
Did he have to catch the girl at the airport or something?
No.
No, there was nothing pressing to get to. She wasn't about to marry somebody else.
No.
I think it's for girls watching these movies. Women don't understand that you love them unless you make a sacrifice, and it doesn't matter if it's necessary.
A sacrifice that actually destroys your life.
It could destroy your career.
Because that's what women do.
You have to not take the Johnson account.
Right.
Even though you could take it, finish the meeting in literally 5 minutes.
It's a phone call.
And then go and see me and tell me you love me. No, you have to ruin your business. To tell me to come to my kid's game.
Yeah.
In an age of
what,
cell
phone. What, she's got a kid too?
What's funny you said that. So she goes to, he goes to her house to surprise her. He opens the door. Rugrats are running around. The husband's there going, who's at the door? So it's like, holy fuck.
She's married.
You're married. And she goes, well, what did you expect? We're just in, that's our other life. And he's like, oh my God.
So he just destroyed his
whole
life.
No way. For real?
Yeah.
So I was like, wow, okay. I was kind of into that. But I did think the movie was way too long, even at that point. It was far too long. I'm getting everything already.
Yeah.
So then at the it ends, and by the, he's just at the airport in the end.
So he's back to normal.
No, he's upset now. He learned a lot. He learned a lot.
Just gather that up.
Excuse me.
He learned a lot. So Trey, you didn't watch the movie, so you didn't
I'm totally
learn a
gonna
lot.
Watch the movie.
Yeah. Well, you're gonna learn a lot.
And learn a lot.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Maybe somebody could tell me what I'm missing.
Love. You're missing love.
I'll tell you what I am missing. Nobody's fingering anybody.
That's a load of crap.
What did you think of the woman, the main woman in this, not
like,
the
really?
Younger
no.
girl?
What did I think about her?
I thought she was hot in a very weird way.
I agree.
Yeah.
Did he have a lot of hot road sex?
Yeah,
but they didn't
show anything. In fact,
they showed her back and her butt. You know, they showed her naked from behind.
Then she was walking.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. They didn't show sex of any kind. He was laying on the floor with like a tie around his head or something. He was like, oh my God, we did crazy things. And I'm like, you're tricking me. You didn't do anything.
So nothing there. To jerk off to.
Nothing in the least.
That's I thought the characters were brilliant, though.
Yeah?
I thought the acting was really well.
I like Clooney. He's got some good
Clooney.
Characters.
Good character. He has one character. The charismatic guy who tells you the right thing and you're like, eh, you know what? That guy's all right. He is the guy's all right. I want to fuck him character. That guy's all right. I want to fuck him.
He never.
Siriana?
Well, okay.
You know what? He still smiled and looked down and.
Men who stare at goats?
He was still coy, okay? I didn't see the movie, but I am going to imagine he was still coy.
He never deserves a Best Actor award, no matter how much you like him.
No. Okay. I'm not going that far. He's not like a great method actor and all this stuff. I'm sure he's not doing Shakespeare during the summer or whatever.
He's a Shooter McGavin guy. Hey, bang.
But he is. He's a good actor for the roles that he plays.
Yeah, and then the women across from him have to be like, no, I wasn't going to talk to this guy, but there's something about him. Uh-huh. Did he just bang at me?
He totally did. Yeah, exactly. He's Clooney, man.
You know, he's kind of ugly, but now he's hot. It's weird.
Yeah, no.
It's weird. Like
bad boy kind of.
Hey, speaking of comedy, let me mention
this. Weird. Stop.
Please, thank you. April 15th is coming up. That's my annual stand-up show.
And your birthday.
KeithandTheGirl.com/tickets. Buy tickets online now. You save $7.
$7?
Compared to what you'll
pay
at the door.
That's a humongous savings.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, it is the stand-up taping. You will be a part of the DVD and the CD stand-up taping day. And you'll be a part of the show. You'll get to see Keith's original stand-up that he does only once a year. Pat Dixon is opening up. And we're about to close the voting for the tryouts.
This weekend.
KeithandTheGirl.com/tryouts.
Do we got
Not only that,
to?
But we are going to celebrate Keith's birthday. We do have the space for the rest of the night. So we're going to be watching the show and then just kind of hanging out and partying. So
this
come to Keith's birthday party. No, come to Keith's birthday party. KeithandTheGirl.com/tickets. It's at Broadway Comedy Club. But the only way to buy tickets is at KeithandTheGirl.com/tickets.
Very good, Hunter. You got right through Trey. You didn't let him stop you. Nope. You were a train. He was trying to rob you, hijack you, and you kept going.
Trying to pull a Jesse James. Everybody in the back of the train.
And so you know what? Part of you buying a ticket is part of you buying a birthday gift for Keith because it is his birthday and he is working for you.
Why you got to say that? Because you know I'm totally going to
sneak in on
the
comic thing.
Because
shut the fuck up while I'm talking. That's why. I think maybe if I look at you, you'll know that I'm talking. Never mind your headphones and your ears.
Hey, Trey, let's talk about you. By the way, now I'll go, where are you performing? Different places.
Maybe he thinks that's how it's supposed to go. You're not supposed to hear it. Just find me. Trey Gallien is really, really funny. He's actually recommended by one of our good friends, Pat Dixon, and is a great comic. And we only hear good things about you. Everyone's very, you know, I guess you smoke people up all the time.
Is that what he's famous for?
No.
Wow.
No, geez. I just think if somebody likes you that much.
No, well, you know what?
What's happening
in your
world?
I totally thought you guys were going to come see me a couple weeks ago when I had that show at Bar 13.
Oh.
At least that's what I was led to believe.
Oh, our friend.
You mean the one that you were supposed to email me about and never did?
That is not
pothead,
true.
Yeah, pothead, sure.
Seriously?
Listen back to the show.
Oh, man. Am I going to have to listen to the show?
What a drag. Don't use the app. It's worth 0 stars.
Yeah. I don't even have an I thingy whatever anyway.
What's your website, Trey?
rooftopcomedy.com/Trey Gallien. I'm also on Facebook/Trey Gallien.
And you have an important show for you coming up in May, right?
Oh, I do. I'm going back to Austin. That's, you know,
Austin, Texas.
Where I spent a lot of years.
Yeah? What's the club going to be? Can you mumble that for us?
Capital City Comedy Club.
All right.
And you just kind of smack me if I get the mumble fucks. I was hanging out with some guys earlier that, anyway.
What are the dates for the show?
We're going to get through this, Trey.
I appreciate it. You guys are awesome. May 19th through the 22nd. May 19th through the 22nd, which seems like a long time off, but I don't know how many times I'm going to be with you guys between now and then. So anybody in Austin, any Keith and the Girl people in Austin, I think it'd be really cool if you came out and said hey to me and come up to me after the show and go, hey, I hear you on Keith and the Girl, because that'd be cool. And then maybe we can go get Keith and the Girl tattoos together somewhere in Austin.
Sounds good.
That would be fun.
Well, thank you very much, Trey.
Yeah, thank you guys, man, as always.
We'll talk to you guys next week. Have a great weekend. Don't forget, again, voting ends this weekend, so make sure you get in. You can only vote once. Once you vote, you can't change your mind. It's very serious, serious business. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Nobody here will ever find me. I'll always be around, just like the songs I leave behind me. I'm gonna live forever now. Your fathers and your mothers, be good to one another. Please try to raise your children right. Don't let the darkness take them. Don't make them feel forsaken. Just lead them safely to the light. And when this old world has blown us under, and all the stars fall from the sky. Just remember someone really loves you. We'll live together forever, both you and I. I'm gonna live forever. I'm gonna cross that river. I'm gonna live forever now.
KeithAndTheGirl.com